What up, guys and gals? It's your girl Amber, and welcome to Yin Yangin', the pod covering spiritual and metaphysical topics in order to expand, grow, and evolve our minds, bodies, and spirits so that we can consistently keep living our best lives. In today's episode, we're going to start a series called The African Yoga Files. Because yoga is such a vast and detailed topic, we'll delve deeper into this subject in other episodes as time goes on. Today, we'll be learning a bit about the origins of yoga in Africa and its health benefits. Let's get into it and see what we've got. So, I found this cool blog post about the African origins of yoga on annahart.co.uk. I'd love to share some excerpts from it and give you a little background on annahart.co.uk. Anna Hart is, in my opinion, a badass yoga lifestyle brand, okay? I love it. It's founded by two amazing women. I believe it's either Amandi, Amand, or Amanda. I'm not 100% sure on that. And Anna, who are different but live similar lifestyles and connected with each other through the divine practice of yoga. Let's give it up for these ladies and the possibility for us to connect in the future. Their blog article is titled The African Origins of Yoga, and it reads, "Many people believe that yoga originated in India. The practice is often cited as being 5,000 years old and having started in ancient India. However, many historians would disagree with this idea. Research suggests that the therapy may have first come about in Africa instead. More specifically, they believe that the real origin of yoga was Egypt, where a practice was created known as Kemetic yoga. In this article, we explore the African origins of yoga in more detail. Additionally, we will discuss a few basic Kemetic postures." So, some of this we're not, of course, reading because I'm doing excerpts. The first subject that they have on here is called What is Kemetic Yoga? Created by the ancient Egyptians, Kemetic yoga is a style of yoga that focuses on physical movement and controlled breathing techniques. The therapy also incorporates meditation, too. The original system is thought to be over 10,000 years old. However, modern versions of the ancient style have since been developed based on the research conducted by Dr. Asar Hapi and Master Yersa Rahotep during the 70s, 1970s. Like all styles of yoga, Kemetic boasts a variety of great benefits. Working to heal and restore the body, the style focuses on correcting spinal alignment and defects in the skeletal muscular system. By doing so, the practice is thought to relieve muscular stress, improve blood circulation, and encourage prana to flow smoothly throughout the body. By improving blood circulation, yoga helps nutrients and oxygen to be distributed to the vital organs. While modern yoga focuses on stretching the muscles, the Kemetic style concentrates on creating the optimum environment for the body to heal itself. With this in mind, Kemetic is favorable for those looking to heal and regenerate their body. As each of the Kemetic postures is gentle, the practice places little stress on the muscles. This means the risk of injury is minimal. As mentioned previously, research suggests that Kemetic yoga was first practiced in Egypt over 10,000 years ago. Many years later, the practice is believed to have migrated to India and become widely used, hence why the Indian heritage of yoga is often cited. The theory that yoga originated in North Africa is based on ancient hieroglyphics and artwork. The ancient Egyptians are famous for using symbols to express their philosophies and ideas. Often carved into the walls of tombs and caves, the symbolic drawings are better known today as hieroglyphics. Thanks to these ancient carvings, modern historians are able to encode the messages and get an idea of their view of the world. The artwork related to Kemetic yoga was found carved into a wooden chair in the tomb of, I'm going to say King Tut, because I have a hard time saying Tutankhamun, don't laugh at me, y'all. The image is believed to be a man called Shu, who represents the concept of breath. After studying the carving, historians spotted a sun disk and two snakes at the top of Shu's head. It is now believed that the sun disk represents the crown chakra, which is associated with energy, intelligence, and enlightenment. The snakes are thought to represent the channels in which energy flows through the body. The philosophy of Kemetic Yoga is thought to be based on self-development. Focusing on physical postures and controlled breathing patterns, the practice encourages the body to heal and develop. Kemetic movements are carried out slowly compared to other yoga styles. The idea behind this is that practitioners can move gently into position rather than forcing themselves. While Kemetic Yoga is its own style, many of the postures are similar to the standard Hatha poses. However, they are all practiced in a much slower manner. In Kemetic Yoga, students are encouraged to take their time with each movement, allowing time for the body to ease into position. In addition to reducing the risk of injury, this approach is thought to encourage the body to heal and rejuvenate. Some of the basic Kemetic postures are the mummy pose, immortality pose, tree pose. Side note! I haven't taken a Kemetic Yoga class yet, but the research I did for this episode allowed me to discover Yersir Ra Hotep. He actually is a yoga master that specializes in Kemetic Yoga. He's based in Atlanta. So maybe we could potentially get him on the show for an episode within the series. And then I think it would be cool to actually take one of his classes. So if you're in the Atlanta area, look him up. I'll put the links in the episode information box so that you can get connected. The next source I found regarding the history of the origins of yoga in Africa is 118.hellobeautiful.com. There's a post on there titled Yoga Began in Africa. And in parentheses, they have ancient Egypt. So it says origins of yoga. It is a little known fact that yoga first began in Africa, specifically Kemet, ancient Egypt. Yoga, which means union, is for everybody. I would like to see people of African descent reclaim this ancient holistic practice for themselves and incorporate it into their modern lives. The young Egyptians, Kemites, of northeastern Africa were educated in a system of higher knowledge called the mystery system by Egyptologists. They had to acquire a high level of competency in yoga before they were considered mentally and spiritually prepared to master the rigors of mathematics, engineering, medicine, astronomy, astrology, architecture, literature, religion, metaphysics, ethics, and philosophy. According to the book The Midu Neeter by Ra'un Nefer Amen, these ancient Africans migrated to India and became what are now known as the Dravidian Indians. They passed on teachings and spiritual practices that later evolved into Hindu beliefs and yoga practices. Yoga in the modern world. Many of us are living with disease, a fast-track life that leaves little time for self-nurturing. People of color often have an especially hard time in modern society living up to expectations and illusions created by the mainstream media. The African American community has high instances of obesity, hypertension, diabetes, anxiety, and depression. Yoga is very soothing to the mind, body, and emotions, which helps lower stress and blood pressure levels. It can also deliver a good cardiovascular workout that can help you lose weight while strengthening and toning your entire body. It can also help you sleep more soundly, leading to clearer thinking and awareness. In this article, the author which I don't see the writer credit on here, but oh, it says the Elevate staff. But they have linked to the article, a video clip by yoga master Yersir Rahotep, which, based on my research at this point, he seems to be like the leading founder of the comedic yoga movement, at least like here in America. So just check it out. I'm going to link it in the description box of this episode, and you can watch the video there, or you can also follow him on Instagram. If you just Google his name, it'll probably come up. So yeah. Fun fact about this episode, it literally has taken me almost a week to produce this. In the middle of recording it, I decided to actually, put my money where my mouth is, sort to say, and find a comedic yoga YouTube class, see if that's out there, and get my mat because, I'm an avid practitioner myself, although I'm not certified, but I had been pre-COVID researching, potential paths I could take as a future potential teacher. But yeah, so I took a class. I will link the information to the actual comedic yoga classes I found on YouTube that are absolutely free. I enjoyed them so much. And you guys, I feel so freaking embarrassed and ashamed from going on YouTube to research the class. It took me further down the rabbit hole, and I discovered that Yersir Rahotep is like the guru of comedic yoga, point blank, period. And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb. He basically is the creator of the yoga skills method, which is the official term of comedic yoga in the United States. He was involved with the original research and documentation of comedic yoga, along with master instructor Dr. Sar Hapi in the 70s. Like I said before at the beginning of this episode, this is an entire series, so I think that we'll break this down to focusing more on Yersir Rahotep. But you guys, please check him out because he even has a YouTube channel. If you Google his name, like all this stuff will come up, and it's just amazing. And it's truly been cool and just a true blessing and joy producing this episode for you guys. Also, to just give you a little nugget about Yersir Rahotep, he has written extensively, lectured, and led workshops throughout the US, Africa, London, Paris, and the Caribbean, including Cuba. He's been featured in publications such as Yoga Journal, Black Enterprise, Ebony Magazine, Yoga Chicago, Yoga Journal France, Yoga Magazine, the Chicago Tribune, Chicago Parent, and African Business and Culture. So he's out here. And you know what? I really don't read a lot of publications about yoga because, had I did, or if I do currently, maybe I should now, I would probably have known this already. So my bad, but knowledge is power, and the more you know, the more you can grow. So I'm going to kind of close this episode out because it's getting kind of lengthy, guys, and I know some of you have been waiting on the next episode. But thanks for hanging in there with me. Thank you so much for tuning in. What I appreciate the most about comedic yoga from doing it is the slower flow of it. It's not rushed because, again, I've tried many different kinds. I've tried Bikram yoga. I've tried hot yoga. I've tried Dhyan yoga. I've tried it all. So I really enjoyed that. And I also love the connection of comedic yoga to our ancestors by the poses and postures mimicking what has been actually written in hieroglyphics by our ancestors on the temple wall. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in, tapping in, and turning on with me this episode. Yoga is healing for me, body, mind, and spirit. I'll leave links to the two free comedic yoga classes I attended and followed along with at home on my mat. I'm looking forward to future episodes of the African Yoga Files, though they may not be consecutive episodes, because you know we gotta switch it up sometimes. And until next time, keep yin yanging, keep the beat playing on and on, spiritually moving like a rolling stone. This is Amber signing out. Peace and one love.